Torah. Shashikor Rehain, the Nosu Haines Hazav, if they pick up the Zav is Torah. The Tanan, Kol Shazav Nisa Olav Tor, Chutz Min Aroy LeMishkan. Has anything a Zav is on top of is Taka Tor, there's only a Tumas Mishkav on something that's Roy, the Zav to be sitting on it. O Moshe Godem, like a chair that's Oymet to be sitting on. Then if the Zav sits on it's Matamrit. I will call Shakelim, especially like here you have a scale. The Oichlim, Ein Matama Machmas Mishkav Moshe. Just the fact the Zav is sitting on top of Oichlim, he's not Matama the Oichlim. Kiritanya, Misha Miyuchad the Yeshiva, he's only Matama if it's Miyuchad for him to sit there. Yotzezel Moshe here, where you have the Zav on top of the scale, Shoimrim, we tell the Zav, Amoy, get up! We have to use the scale for its use. It's not even a Rishna Tumba. When is there a Chiddush that if a Zav is on top of something, that a person picks up the Zav, that's only by an Adam. Where an Adam picks up the Zav, then there's a Tumas Masim. Mashenkin, if a Keli picks up the Zav, then it's no Tumas Masim. That's called Tumas Mishkav. Mishkav means the Zav is sitting on a Kli. So what type of a Kli has Tumas Mishkav? If the Kli is Meyuchad for Yeshiva. It means there's normal a chair, the Zav sits there. But here where the Zav is sitting on a scale, it's not Eimer to sit there, we tell him, get up, we have to use the scale. There's no Tumas Mishkav by Kalim. That's what we say there's a Tumas Masoi by a Goy and by a Avodah Zarah. That means by an Adam. If the Yodam picks up the Zav, there's a Tumas Masli. But not an Adam, just Keli picks up the Zav, there comes on the Tumas Mishkav. It's only this Meyuchad for sitting. It's not Meyuchad for sitting, there's no Tumas Mishkav. So Kopan, this is the case where the Kalim are picking up the Zav, because the Kalim outweigh the Zav. Yeah. So Chur, we mean to say the same thing by Avodah Zarah also. If you have an Avodah Zarah on the scale, and the Avodah Zarah outweighs the other Kalim, that's the case that the Avodah Zarah is picking up the Kalim. So the Avodah Zarah is on this side of the scale, and the Avodah Zarah is much heavier. It pulls the scale down, and the other side, the Kalim gets picked up. That's the case that the Avodah Zarah is picking up the other Kalim. That's the case that the Avodah Zarah could move something. If that has a Tumas Masli, if Yod is a Tumas Masli, anything on top of the Avodah Zarah has a Tumas Masli to it. So the more command laws, Lohodatanya. Who does this price go like? Kol ha-tumeyos, ha-masitois, toris. All tumeyos that are masit, that move something, is tor. So Drashi, kol ha-tumeyos, ha-masitois, means acherim. To gain the calf must name. If you have like a scale, or yodem tomei mace, somewhere it's a tomei mace, sheisit es chaveru torim. A tomei mace, a person that touched the mace, he has a tumas mace. If he moves his chaver, not off magi, he's not touching him directly, he just causes his chaver to move, his taka is no tumas hesed. Chutz miaseit es shozav. There's only a tumas masli by zav. If the zav causes something to move, either he mamish like kicks it and it moves because of him, or else the case before, but kach mazayim on a scale, the zav is matama behesed. That's like masli. Washloim etzino lechov b'chol torah kula. There's nothing like a zav b'chol torah kula. Shloim etzino rashi b'shar tumas shevatei relo b'zav. We only find a tumas mas only by zav, who had the need is mamish like zav, but no place else. Is the Chur Alemud like Rebbe Kiva? The Chur Des Brice doesn't go according to Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva, Ikanami Avodah Zarah. Rebbe Kiva holds Avodah Zarah also have Tumas Masli. So Avodah Zarah also has this Chiddush, that the Avodah Zarah kicks or holds something up, or somebody holds up the Avodah Zarah, there's a Tumas Masli. So why does here the Brice say only Zav has Tumas Masli? I, Rebbe Kiva, says Avodah Zarah also has it. The Mar is not Shver. Afilu Temer, Rebbe Kiva, Tone Zav Echod Adomalei. It means Zav, anything that's Zayma to it. So Melo, Avodah Zarah is Doime. How do you know Avodah Zarah is Tomei? But suppose it says, V'tizram Kamei Dova. So Avodah Zarah is Doime to Nidu, which is Doime to Zav, it's not Mashayinu Hach. Rashi says, Chol Adomilei, the Yasem Yabuyi, the Zav, anything you learn out from a Zav. The Avodah Zarah, Menida Garmi, the Hainu Zav. And Nida is Mamish Doime to a Zav, and Avodah Zarah is learning out from Nida, from Zav, so therefore it's Mamish Doime to a Zav. Boyi Rav Choma Baguria. Avodah Zarah yeshtin leivorim ayenu leivorim. This will clear the Shabbat of Farish. And Avodah Zarah, that's chopped up into pieces. Each piece by itself doesn't have any tumah to it or not. Maybe there's only a tumah if all the pieces are together. Or maybe no, even the leivorim, most of it has pieces. The Gemara, hey, could the head yachol yachlira? Where a regular person could put the pieces back together again? Then loyti boiluch. The commander mechaber of domi. It's as if the pieces are together. Anybody can put it back together again. Havada still has his tumas of avodah zara. Kiti boiluch. Where's the shiloh? Hey, could the head yachol yachlira? You have to have an uman. You have to have a choshev person to come to put it back together again. Maybe it's made out of glass, made out of clay. You have to like cement it back together again. You need a choshev uman. That's the machlokes. My, well, here's the shayla. Kibud then had yochle achzira. Since a regular person can't put it back together again, command the tibur dummy. We see as if the avodah zarah is broken up and it has no tumah. I dil molay mechasra. No, since all the pieces are here and it could be put back together again, it adds a tumah to it. That's one shayla. Vika the boy is somewhere like this with the shayla. Ika the boy lo lahach gisla this way. Heicha then had yochle achzira. If a regular person can't put the pieces back together again, loyti boy not the command of mitzvah dummy. Then pshito pshito ksila the boy deserves broken into pieces. Evadu it's tohor. Kiti boy lo when the shayla. Heicha the head yochle achzira. Where a head could put it back together again. Mine. Kivon that yochle achzira. Since a person could put it back together again, all the pieces are here. His command of mechaber dummy. It's not considered broken. He just took it apart, but he can put it back together again. I do my hashter meal kashafel b'shari. Gefort, now it's in pieces. It's not together. It's not called an avodah zarah teiku. That's why it's the gemara by teiku. Stop here. You're not taking Gimel on my base. Voy Rav Achtovo Barami, Avoy Dezoro, Chuso Mikizayis Mal. We have a sugi here that Avoy Dezoro has tumah to it. If you have either the getchi itself, or woods that from the Avoy Dezoro itself, it's tummy. If you touch it, or else what then else? Masli, Machlegis Yerikivu, and Chachot Tanakamon, if it has a tumah. So the Gemara, how big does the size of the avodah zarah have to be? What about if it's less than a kezayis? Is it tummy or not? Maskevlo Rabbi Yosef Lamai. First the shalom was pochus mekezayis tamau. What's the loch about avodah zarah? Pochus mekezayis. For the Gemara, Maskevlo Rabbi Yosef Lamai. What's your shalom negayit to? Ilayim l'nyini surom. If you have an avodah zarah less than a kezayis, is maybe there's no issa to din it. You're allowed to worship it. If that's the shalom, for the Gemara, lo yahiel lezvuv. Baal Akron should only be like the fly. By Baal Akron, they had an issa avodah zarah to it. The Tanya, we learned, the Pasuk says, V'yasimu lehem baal bris lehem. They made in a getchka. Zeh, what getchka did they make then? Zeh zvuv, a fly, Baal Akron, type of a fly. Melami, she kol echod v'yechod also demus yirosei. Everybody had a little fly with them, or a demus, a picture of it. They kept the picture of the fly in their kois, in the pocket. When they remember their geshka, they avoid the zorum. They took it out of their wallet, the picture of the fly. They kissed, they hugged it. They kicked it. They kissed it. So it was like even a small fly has an ista avoid the zorum to it. So what's Yishayla? How big does avoid the zorum have to be? Sheet to any size you have, there's an ista avoid the zorum to it. Elolinian tumor. Now, Shailu, the sugi you had before, that avodah zarah has tumah to it, if you touch the avodah zarah, or else you pick up the avodah zarah, tumas masui, it's metamiyu, what about if the avodah zarah is less than a kezayis? Mai. Kivun, the yishkis l'sheretz, since avodah zarah we had before, the daima to a sheretz, ma sheretz b'chadoshom, af avodah zarah nami b'chadoshom. Just like sheretz is tumah even the size of a lentil b'chadoshom, a smaller sheretz there is, it's if it's dead, it's metamli if you touch it. It's uad in avodah zarah. No matter how small it is, it should have tumah. Oy dilma ho iskish lemeis. Other psukim say that avodah zarah is doima to tumas meis. And by meis is a klal ma meis bekezayis. If you touch a meis, it's only metamli if I call upon you touch the size of the kezayis of the meis. Less than the kezayis of yom. I mean, we have a whole meis of adam. We have only the piece of meat there, a piece of blood there. You need at least the size of a kezayis. Less than the size of the kezayis has no tumah. So af avodah zarah b'kezayis. Maybe avodah zarah also is only tomei if you have the size of a kezayis of an avodah zarah. Less than that, it's tor. That was the shayla. Omer Rav Avira v'teima Rabba bar Ula. Tor Shema, I'll bring you a raya. Tetanya, If you have a getchkin, avoid the zorah that's smaller than the size of the kezayis, smaller than an olive. Is ain bo tumah kalikur. It has no tumah to it at all. Shenema, the pasuk says, vayashtech esafora kever b'nayam. That avoid the zorah, they threw it like to the kever, like to a mace. The pasuk is hukish, avoid the zorah to a mace. Ma mace b'kezayis. Just like a maize doesn't have any tumah if there's nothing in the kezayis there, is after avoy the zorah be kezayis. So then avoy the zorah only has tumah if I call upon him with the size of the kezayis. Less than the kezayis has no tumah. For the gemara of rabbanim, lemay hilchos to iskish l'sheretz. What did we say now before? The rabbanim said that avoy the zorah is doymet to sheretz. We get to what halacha? Doymet tumah b'masli. That it has no tumah masli to it. Avoy the zorah is only tumah if you touch the avoy the zorah itself. If you have a mechitza between you and the avodah zarah, some it's picked up because of you. It's Torah according to the Rabbanim. Lenida, why did the pasuk say avodah zarah is daima to nida? The ain aleivorim also a kula that just like nida, if you have the limbs of a nida, it has no tumah. It's only the whole isha together. Who would then avodah zarah? If you have it in pieces, each piece by itself has no tumah avodah zarah. It's only tumah if you have the whole avodah zarah. Is lemeis? Now we have a third hekish that avodah zarah is daima to meis. It doesn't have a tumah less than a kezayis. It's not like a sheretz b'chadosha. It's like meis, so you need a kezayis. So the kids, according to the rabbonin, the din of avodah zarah is the most cool thing in there is. It's all the coolers were taken out by avodah zarah. It's doimet to sheretz that there's only tumas maga, not tumas masli. It's doimet to nida that it's not tumay if it's in pieces, only the whole thing together. And it's doimet to meis, you need at least the size of the kezayis. So we're going all the way to Kula. For the Gemara, Eimel Chumra. Once you have this hekish that avoid the Zorah is hookish to all these three things, to sheretz, to need, and to mace, why don't you say the hekish is the Chumra better? The what lemai hikusak shirachman of the sheretz. Why does the terrorist say that avoid the Zorah is doima to sheretz a tailor to muya bachadosha? Call a Chumra. That even a small size, just a chadosh like a lentil, is also tomate by avoid the Zorah. The nida. Why does the Torah say about the zorah is doimet to nida? I tell you, it's muya b'yevim mesama to say the chumris that even if the avoy the zorah is on top of you and the weight is not on you, just that be you're underneath the avoy the zorah, that's also matami you. And why the aksher achmon lemeis? Why does the Torah say a third hekish that avoy the zorah is doimet to meis? I tell you, it's muya b'oil to tell me a chiddush that just like meis has a tumas oyom, means we have the meis in one side of the room and there's an oil on top, any keli underneath the roof, no matter where you are on the other side of the room, it's also matamiyum. So maybe you avoid the zara also, you avoid the zara in one side of the room, so anything under the same roof is tumay. Why to say the chumra? The teretz is tumas avoid the zara the rabbonin he. The sole tumah that avoid the zara has tumas only with the rabbonin. As midiraisa avoid the zara, it's also to worship the avoid the zara. It's also to have anor from it. It's also by no. But if you touch it, midiraisa is not matami you. The whole din tumah is only with the rabbonin. Melo the kula, the chumra the kula machshinon, the chumra lo machshinin. On an issa, the rabbonin is always a klai. You go the kula by you through the rabbonin. So you have a hekeshia that avoid the zara is derma to these three cases. You could go the chumra and you could go the kula. About the whole tum is only with the rabbonin. Melo we go the kula. That's the svara. You only go the kula. And that's the maskana that the whole tum avoid the zara is only a tum with the rabbonin. So that's the mishnah. Minayin l'svina shi tahira. How do we know a svina ship is no matter what size it is, no matter where it is, it's Torah. It has not makabel tumah. Even if a mace touches it or a sheret, it's not makabel tumah. Shenema the pasuk says derech aniyah b'lev yam, that aniyah or ship is b'lev yam in the middle of the ocean. The drashi shi Torah sheinu makabelas tumah. That means even though a mace touches the svina, touches the ship, it's not makabel tumah. B'lev yam harei kiyam, that a ship is like a yam. So the Gemara pshita aniya b'lev yami. Now this pshita of the Rashi means the Gemara now is explaining the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah know from this posik that a ship has a din like a yam? Because the posik is saying that a ship is b'lev yam. So the Gemara pshita aniya b'lev yam. Avada ship is in the middle of the yam. What's the posik telling us? The hokamashpon, the pshat from this posik is ki yam, that the ship has the same din like the yam, like an ocean. Ma yam, just like an ocean. Tor is not makabel tumah, even if a mace touches the ocean. It's not makabel tumah. Av svina Torah, who are in a ship, has the same din that it's Tor. The drashi pshita ni yiblev yani, v'lav pirchi, it's not a kasha. El pirish tamas nisim, when explaining the Mishnah, how does the Mishnah know to learn out from this posik? Gmar Tanya. Chananya Oimer. Nil Madomi Sak. Like Chananya Dingzach in our Mishnah. The reason why he holds the ship is Torah is not because of the Posig is Doimet to Yam. No different Svara. You learn how to ship Dumya the Sak. Ma Sak, just like a sack. Mitautal. Moliverekon, the type of a kli, of a sack, is makabotumo, because it's such a kli that you could move it when it's empty and when it's filled up. Mala sack, you fill it up well, with apples, with wine, you fill it up with something, so it's still mitautal even though it's moli. Is af kol more than any kli, mitautal moliverekon, only if it's movable when it's filled up. La fuke srina mashenka in a ship. The ainim atatelus mole verekum. A ship maybe can move it when it's empty. When you fill up a ship, you can't move it. It's not metal to be the yodim. So therefore, it's not makabotuma. That's Hananya's drasha. So drashi nil madomi sak shirei kli eitzu. We're talking about a type of a ship that's made out of wood. So it's only called the kli eitz. Now the hukshul the sak linyutumum. A kli eitz, a keli made out of wood, is hukish in the posse to a sak. As af. Since this ship is a big kli eitz, it's very big, and when it's filled up, people are in the ship. You can't move the ship. It moves because it goes on the water. But if not for the water by itself, you couldn't move the ship. So it's not movable, it's not makabel tuma. Just like if you have a wooden kli that's too big to move, when it's full, it's not makabel tuma. So the more my benai, what's not coming between our Mishnah's time and Chananya's time? It gives benayos finish a cheris. If you have a ship made out of kli cheres, his cheres, earthly kli, like a clay, is not hukish v'sak. So drashid lo yiskish v'sak. So according to Chananya, if you have a ship made out of clay, it would be mekabel tuma. But like down Mishnah, the new pasuk, that a ship has a din like a yam, it's never mekabel tuma. Man diyom aniya belev yam, that's the ptur, honami belev yami. Even a ship made out of cheres, is also in the middle of the ocean. It's not makabel tuma. Or will a man the yom make a sack like Chananya? But the reason why a ship is not makabel tuma because no has been in the sack. He diksiva gabe sack. The metaltelus molibrekum. Only wood or cleats. That's doing you the sack in. Eloi loi. But a srina made out of cheris, out of clay, earthly keli. That's not doing you the sack. So that's makabel tuma. Whether the kli is not movable. So a bazoya ship also would be makabel tuma. Avosvina shacheres, afagav the animal tatelis, molibrekun, yeah, is makabotum. Inami, another nafkamina would be svina sayadin, a small ship. Trashi, svina sayadin, ikibanayu, she katana, it's a very small rowboat. Omatatelis, molibrekunis, you could move a rowboat even though it's full. Lefi shano kotin, it's on a Nora river, it's a small river, you only use a rowboat to go across. So a rowboat would be an afkamina. Laman the Yomani Yibleviyam, but our Mishnah the Ptur is, because the diamond to it, the ocean, he honami on the Yibleviyam. Even a rowboat, a beer, you saw it's a ship, it's something to use to go over the water, it has been like the water. Of Laman the Yomam, it's Tartelus, Molev Rekum, according to Chanan Yom, Hainami Matatelus, Molev Rekum. A rowboat you could move, even when it's Molly. So now the rowboat would be Mekabotumma. The Yomar Bechanina Ben Akavia, Mefneima Omru, Svina Sayadin Tmeya. Why is a swina, according to Chananya, it's very good. He holds that a rowboat is makabel tuma, but they should tuna oisa biyavosha. Or we read the oisalamayim, because people pick up a rowboat out of the water, they bring it onto the dry land, and then they put it down into the mayim. So it's metaltal, even though it's mole, therefore rowboat would be makabel tuma, according to Chananya, but the Gal Mishnah wouldn't be makabel tuma. Trashi nami belev yam, the yam lav dafka, v'cholam nahoras nami terenhein. Doesn't dafka mean the ocean, and even in the river. Any rowboat that's on the river is also not makabotum. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Yoylem al Yimnu Adem Estatzma Beis HaMedrash Afilu Shrachas. She never missed coming to the Beis HaMedrash even 1 hour. Shereikam Mishonim Nishtus Mishnu Zuba Beis HaMedrash. We learned our Mishnah that a Svin is Tor a lot of years. When is Gala Taimo, and I never knew the Pshat in our Mishnah. Ad Shabor Rav Chanina Ben Akavi Opirsha. Until he came and was a Mepharash the Mishnah. So this Gemara Tzmash, we're not the Pshat the Chananya, Ding is on the Mishnah. The Chananya is us being masked by the Mishnah. As the Mishnah is saying, a Pasuk in Mishlei, that's Tam Megal, like Nesmachtam. That the Pasuk is saying, a ship is Tor. But what's the time of the Mishnah? Why is the ship Tor? Chananya says only because it's a Kli Eitz, and Kli Eitz is Dumi the Sak. It's only a Mekabel Tumah Kli that you could move, even when it's full. Now, Shankin, a big ship that's not movable when it's full, that's the Hezbollah, the Mishnah, that's why it's Tor. Amr Rav Yenison, Liyoylam al Yimna Adem Estasma Beis HaMedrash Umedivrei Torah Vafil B'Shas Misa. You should never stop learning Torah, even in your Shas Misa when you're dying. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Zois ha-Torah, this is the Torah, Adam Kiyamas Boil. What's called Torah? Someone dies in the oil. What does that mean? If you're dying, what does it mean, Zois ha-Torah? That means, Afilu v'shas miso te'oisik v'Torah. There's never a psura to stop learning. Even v'shas, you're dying, still you should be learning. Amar Resh Lakish, and divrei Torah miskayomim ela b'mi shemeimis atzmo leil. The Torah is only miskayim, who remembers Torah and be a lamdin that will know call Torah kula. Someone that learns it, mamish, he kills himself for learning. Right? No matter what it is, he doesn't stop learning. Shenem, when the Pasuk says, Zois ha-Torah, this is the Torah, Odom kiyomas boil. So what does Misa got to do with learning Torah? That means, who's able to keep this learning Torah? Someone that learns keseda, that may misatzmai. Is even willing to mevatel everything that he could learn Torah. Oh my Rava, that Rava. Ulechananya tiltu ayde shvorim shmei tiltu.